You're entering a judgment-free zone. Oh, no, that's not true.
There will be some judging.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Yeah, so we got into discussion here at work, and we were wondering, what do you do when someone is over at your house doing some work?
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Yeah, I get real uncomfortable when someone's at the house working.
Yes.
And I'm just like sitting there watching TV. Like I get this overwhelming feeling of like laziness.
Uh-huh.
And so I will like go hide in the bathroom and I don't know, just kind of hang out until they're gone or unless they call for me like they need help. So it appears that I am also doing work. Yeah. Like, 'cause you're doing work, I should be doing work too.
I'm with you.
I'd sit and watch TV.
See?
because that's what I would have done anyway.
Right. Well,
I don't have a problem, and I'm not worried about what he or she is thinking about me.
Gee.
Also, it's a central kind of easy to find location
if they need your help. Yes.
So, I don't get why you're feeling guilty, like
because someone's in there working.
Right.
Like, well, we all work different hours.
I know.
I know. But I feel like I should be doing something.
When we got our house painted, you know, we got the entire inside painted this summer.
That's a long job.
It was a long job.
And so you felt the need to work the whole time?
Well, kind of, because he's in there like working, like scrubbing things, kind of sweating, and I'm just kicking my feet up watching whatever I've got on the DVR.
So you're saying Justin is right about you, that you don't do enough housework. Yeah, I'm stirring it up.
Yeah, yes, you are.
That's what I'm here for.
Right now.
Now, do you clean the house before somebody comes?
Well, I mean, if it's like essential to them, you know, if I got
to just a general vacuum, like they're coming to work on the furnace down the basement, do you vacuum the living room?
No.
Okay.
You do?
Do you feel like the technicians are like,
I do,
like
or
judging
I'm told
you?
To do.
What's that? Do you feel like they're judging you?
Yes, a little bit. Like when you arrive to my house, I will offer you a beverage. I will, you know, water.
To a service person?
Yes. Very good. Sorry, you need like a water, soda, anything like that? It's always, no, I'm good. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I do that too. When the painter was there this summer, like I was making myself lunch, like I always do.
Right? No,
and then I offered him like a sandwich.
Oh, you guys are not alone. When we had an electrician rewire the house, he was there for quite a while, many many days, and he got to the point where he quit bringing his thermos full of coffee because Kristen made it for him every morning, and enough to fill up the thermos for him.
Yeah.
Then they talk for 45 minutes. I'm like, he would have been done 2 days ago. But you guys.
Sure. They're coming back for the snacks.
Well,
he's like a grandpa to me. I like him.
That's hilarious.
They're having coffee.
I haven't formed those kinds of bonds, but.
Well, see, if you're working downstairs in the basement
on
something.
He was a nice guy. I mean, but still, I was just like, we were paying for this.
Right, and if I were the tech, like, there's two things. One, I want to get the job done. I mean, because I want to move on to my
too.
So I want to, like, thank you for the small talk, but I want to get my job done. And two, I'd be anxious to get out, to get on my break. Like, I want to get out of your house to go get my own lunch or to go get my own coffee or drinks because I just want the break. I don't want to be looking at
you. You just get one.
I would like the break.
You show up and you're on break already. It's coffee time. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Oh,
see, it's never going to get done.
We're weird.
I'm required by wife law to be within 20 feet of the gentleman working at all times.
Oh, to make sure he's not like.
Because everyone to my wife is a thief.
Yeah.
If you're in our house, you're a thief.
Like scouting the place. Yeah.
So if you're working on the furnace downstairs, if I'm upstairs, she'll call and say, well, what's he working on right now? Oh, I don't know. I'm upstairs watching TV. Well, you better get downstairs. And I hustle downstairs as fast as I can. I play video games for a while, for like 5 minutes, feeling very guilty that I'm enjoying this game. And
somebody's working.
I go and check on him every 5 minutes to make sure he's not going through our junk.
Which he's not.
No, this is so funny. 280-1025. So, are you like this? Do you, you know, when someone's overworking, do you feel the need to do something? You know?
Right.
You just can't sit there.
Right. No.
Or maybe you can.
And
maybe
what do you
have
do?
No problem at all. What do you do when they're there?
Yeah, I do just sit there. But apparently, I feel very alone.
I
you're all serving up drinks right. and
you are
conversation,
a...
and you're watching them. They probably yes. robbed me blind.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
You're being a rude consumer.
Now, Jan, you think the word would work would get done faster?
Because he keeps talking and he asks question after question after question.
This is your husband?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear.
That's all right.
I feel like I should just be there alone because the person would go do his job and I'd pay him and we'd be done. But no, we have to ask, well, don't you think about this? Let me show you this. And what about that? And it just drives me nuts. I know the electrician who was here 2 weeks ago got an extra probably $60.
At least.
No doubt in my mind.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Well, for you, maybe.
It is, because we wanted the story.
Yes.
Thanks, Jan.
All right, thanks.
You take care, bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.